Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of my favorite desserts that my mother used to make for us was upside down cake. And I loved it. And I had no trouble wolfing it down, but I never got a clear answer from my mom about what was upside down about it. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm hoping you could clear this up for me.
It's very funny. I had one the other day, and I've not had one, I don't know, literally decades, right?
A bunch of years ago, it was a classic. Like everybody was making it in, and it really didn't come into existence until canned pineapple came into existence. And then I'm not sure why people gravitated to pineapple to make this cake, but basically if you're up on French cooking and know a tartine, this is basically a very much American version of that style of dessert. In other words, first the pan is pretty crucial. It needs to be a very good quality nonstick pan, because you have to eventually flip this thing over and get it out of the pan. So you need a good pan to make it in. And I've seen both square and round. I'm not sure that there is a standard operating procedure for upside down cake. I personally like the square ones better, but you can do it in a round pan. And then in the bottom of the pan, you'll use butter and brown sugar. And this is sort of the idea of making caramel. Caramelizing the sugar and the butter. And then you're going to put your fruit in the bottom of the pan. And like I said, the one that always comes to mind is sliced pineapple, canned pineapple. And I guess if it was a truly fancy event, you would put a maraschino cherry in each of the holes of the pineapple.
That's right.
Right? Such that, you know, you got this really nice little pop of red in your dish. But the fact of the matter is, I think pineapple upside down cake, in my mind, is the least enjoyable upside down cake. The fruit options are numerous when it comes to making an upside down cake. Apples certainly are a great version. Pears are a great version. You know, we're coming into strawberry season.
Yeah, would that work?
Definitely. They make a great strawberry upside down cake. You know, it's just a matter of you basically just melt the butter, add the sugar, and put the fruit in. And then quite frankly, if you're not, you know, really want to put a ton of effort, any cake mix will do for this event. I mean, there are great, we'll put a few recipes up there for different batters, but they're mostly very similar to what you would think of as a white cake. Unlike the French tartine, which is usually a pastry dough, this is a cake, and so you bake it like a cake, and so you mix the batter, so you get the butter, you get the sugar, you put the fruit in, you pour the batter in, you throw this thing in the oven, you usually bake it for about 45 minutes, you know, you do the whole tester with the thin skewer, make sure it's cooked inside. And then the little bit of danger or diciness is when you take it out of the oven, you'll let it cool for a little bit. You'll see that the sugar is bubbling up around the sides. Wait till the bubbling stops. But at that point, you need to sort of put a cake pan or a plate and get some hot pads and flip this thing over onto a cake plate and very carefully remove the lid, and you're done.
You've got a great idea there, Jerry, and I think I understand why it's upside down. The frosting is on the bottom when you're cooking this, in essence. Very cool. We'll put the ideas on our website. Folks can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.